I have a couple of other hobbies besides reversing my chronic disease with diet and lifestyle. My hobbies seem to play off each other and share a common theme of bucking conventional wisdom. One of my favorite hobbies is dog training. Let me rephrase that. I like buying dogs already trained and then continuing their obedience work and teaching them some tricks after I buy them. You can't just buy a trained dog and think it will automatically listen to you. It won't. You have to work with it and understand the importance of consistency and discipline. You have to gain the dog's respect as the pack leader in order to have success. As usual, conventional wisdom led me astray, and it took maturity and an open mind to retrain my brain and learn the right way to train a dog. This is the exact same experience I had with implementing the paleo diet in my own life. One of the most important aspects of dog training is distraction training. It's the end of the process. The dog has been doing great with basic obedience. He listens to you without fail in the house or at the field where you take him to train. But then you take him to the farmer's market or the vet and he sees other dogs and goes crazy and will not listen for anything. That's the distraction phase. In order to be considered trained well, the dog must obey even while distracted. This was also one of the most important aspects of my success with changing my diet and lifestyle. In the beginning, I lived in a pink bubble. I adjusted my shopping schedule. I worked out my budget. I cooked every meal. I never ate out. I did not eat one morsel of food at one party because I didn't go to any parties. I didn't go anywhere. It didn't take long for my health to improve. My brain fog lifted and my energy returned. Then I got more energy than I had ever had. Then I got so much energy I couldn't contain myself. It was time for the distraction phase. I ventured out. I went to a 4-year-old's birthday party. It wasn't hard to refuse the grocery store cupcakes. Instead of a prong collar around my neck, which would be yanked by a benevolent master if I broke rank, I had the promise of feeling absolutely sick from eating any food that I'm sensitive to. But after a while, even that went away. I healed so well that I found myself with only the faintest indication that I had been subjected to, say, a gluten cross-contamination. But I kept testing myself. I had a torrid affair with Manchego and mozzarella, then gained some weight back and had some leg weakness. Big yank on the prong collar. I returned to my pink bubble for a reset, a brief detox. When I left the house again, it turned out that the distraction phase is my life. If I want to feel well, there are just certain things I can't eat. And avoiding things that make me feel bad is a canine and a human instinct.